This is the SD blog. You are listening to Can FD Lite, the new CAN bus engineers wanted and the industry needed. It's rare when engineers can clearly anticipate the rise of a technology that will impact products for years to come, but this is exactly what we are witnessing with the rise of CAN FD Lite. And the winners of tomorrow will be those who jumped on the bandwagon early. Hence, it's essential to understand who should consider using this technology and why. A controller area network, CAN, is a serial communication bus developed in the early 1980s by Bosch. And for more information on the history, you can check out the link we post in the blog post. The technology satisfied the automotive industry's unique requirements in ways no other protocol could at the time. Since then, CAN grew to address a lot more use cases. For instance, airport gates, construction equipment, or industrial applications all use the standard or its variant, CAN-FD. CAN-FD, for flexible data rate, is a high-speed version of CAN designed to answer the need for greater bandwidth. The protocol holds 64 bytes per frame, or 8 times that of the first CAN standard. It also allows for faster transfers thanks to a dual bitrate connection and increased reliability. However, as the number of sensors on an automotive grew, engineers realized that a lighter CAN-FD protocol could offer tremendous technological and economic advantages. Hence, in 2020, the CAN in Automation CIA organization announced the creation of CAN-FD Lite. To learn more about it, we sat down with Fred Renning, System Engineer for Automotive Networking and Network Security at SD, and Chairman of the CAN-FD Lite Special Interest Group. Knowing the signs and anticipating the trends. Before delving into the standard itself, Fred shone a light on the industry's enthusiasm around CAN-FD Lite. Indeed, a few companies are already working with it, even before its standardization. SD, Audi, and OLED Works recently showed a rear lighting demo that used the protocol. European and Japanese car makers expressed positive feedback, and makers of CAN analyzing or measurement equipment are also showing interest. Obviously, many are still waiting for an official standard before fully committing to it. However, a working draft is under examination and a standard should be ready by 2021. Hence, the issue is no longer if, but when industries will adopt CAN-FD Lite. As a result, engineers must familiarize themselves with the standard to ensure they are not left behind. Hence, let us tackle three misconceptions that may stop teams from jumping on the bandwagon early. 1. CAN-FD Lite is not just like CAN-FD. It uses a new commander responder architecture, moving away from multi-commander topology. The CAN-FD Lite serial communication bus is far more than a stripped-down version of CAN-FD, but a new architecture. While CAN and CAN-FD use a multi-commander topology, CAN-FD Lite relies on a commander responder architecture. In a multi-commander setup, all units, rear lighting, sensors, infotainment, etc., require a module with its microcontroller, power supply, and more. Moreover, the network must connect all modules with each other and with the central controller. The commander responder topology of CAN-FD Lite is simpler because the main controller now directly commands each unit. As microcontrollers get increasingly more powerful, the need for an intermediary module is obsolete, enabling more straightforward communications. Simpler than CAN-FD, but just as robust. Engineers, especially those with experience in CAN or CAN-FD, will need to adjust since modules no longer require arbitration. The commander, meaning the main controller, simply needs to send data to a specific unit, which will then send its information back if necessary. One reason CAN-FD Lite is rapidly becoming popular is because some engineers were already using CAN-FD in this way. Despite its interconnectivity, some relied heavily on the main domain, even if CAN-FD was not designed with this purpose in mind. However, the new protocol natively revolves around this simpler behavior, giving those engineers the system they were looking for. Additionally, CAN-FD Lite also benefits from the same robustness and safety features as CAN-FD. For instance, CAN-FD Lite inherited CAN-FD's 64-bit data frame with cyclic redundancy checks, CRC. 2. CAN-FD Lite isn't just simpler, it increases efficiencies. The technological effectiveness. Too often, engineers underestimate the impact of the commander-responder topology on the overall design. Besides arbitration being obsolete, the system no longer needs error frames over the network to ensure consistency. In fact, CAN-FD Lite has such a straightforward approach that it is possible to implement it as a pure hardware solution. Indeed, traditionally, the software inside the domain controller manages the various modules. When a CAN or CAN-FD system connects different complex modules, the software enables more flexibility. However, engineers do not need it when dealing with simpler systems like environmental sensors or rear lighting. Hence, CAN-FD Lite is a significant advancement that ensures teams no longer need to write complex software systems to manage simple units. The cost effectiveness. Another vital advantage of CAN-FD Lite is its cost effectiveness. Many companies are already experimenting with it because removing a control module between a unit and the main controller offers substantial savings. For instance, it vastly reduces the number of microcontrollers necessary. Similarly, a pure hardware implementation cuts down on software development costs. Furthermore, companies no longer need highly accurate ceramic resonators or crystal oscillators. Indeed, the multi-commander topology of CAN demands that each bus be exact to synchronize all messages. Most car manufacturers require a clock accuracy below 0.1%, which in turn demands expensive external crystals. Such devices can make up as much as half the price of an actuator unit. In CAN-FD Lite's commander responder system, the internal clock of responders is sufficient since the main controller is the only one initiating communication. 3. CAN-FD Lite licenses are not less accessible. They use the same channels as other CAN protocols. Some engineers may be reluctant to adopt CAN-FD Lite for fear that its licensing structure may involve different companies. However, the fact that the protocol is an evolution of CAN-FD means that the process for obtaining a license is identical as for the other CAN standards. Companies will use the same channels for a CAN, CAN-FD, or CAN-FD Lite license. As a result, companies already familiar with the process can easily obtain the rights to the new technology and rapidly implement it. Hence, as the industry nears the standardization of CAN-FD Lite, having a low barrier to entry to such a straightforward technology easily explains why we expect a rapid market penetration. This was CAN-FD Lite, the new CAN bus engineers wanted and the industry needed. To learn more about CAN-FD Lite or to download our on-demand webinar, check out blog.sd.com. Thank you.